This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can join us there as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. As we kick off hour number three of the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We've talked about undecided voters tonight. They're younger. They're more likely to look at options like third parties. Nearly a quarter of people under the – actually, over a quarter, it was 27% of people under the age of 35 are going to vote for a third party, according to some polls. And so some very exciting, semi-exciting news there. You can also share your thoughts with us about Americans feeling like, well, 71% of them are saying that in the United States, that terrorists' ability to launch a major attack in the U.S. is as great or greater than it was 15 years ago. So Americans are acknowledging, whether they're doing it consciously or not, they're acknowledging here that the government is not contributing to them feeling safer. And that's what the government supposedly projects itself as, that this great savior, George Bush, Barack Obama, standing behind podiums talking about how their number one job as president is to keep the American people safe. And, Americans aren't feeling safer after hundreds of billions of dollars spent, all manner of government bureaucracy reorganizing, expanding, becoming more invasive and intrusive in our lives than ever before, arming up, getting all kinds of, equipment, bearcats, all of this, and Americans are feeling less safe than ever.
A huge amount of spending.
Right. So you can share your thoughts on that or take control of the airwaves here. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Tim, listening in Wyoming, you're on Free Talk Live here. Go ahead.
Hey, Ian. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Yep.
Hello. I guess if you guys enjoy the respite from my calls, maybe you did. I don't know. Anyway, it's been a while since I called. But, no, I wanted to talk about the unreliability of the minuscule sampling that they use for these polls. You know, like you were saying about you said earlier about the representation of how many people are actually asked the question versus how many people that actually is supposed to transfer to. How many people should, if you ask five people, is that supposed to be representative of 5,000 or 50,000 or something like that? How many people did they actually sample for this Pew research?
Well, generally, I mean, I can pull up the details on how many were sampled, but your typical major poll, like a poll by the folks at the Pew organization, is usually between 1,000 and 2,000. According to Pew, the statistics here, looks like 1,201 adults in this particular poll were surveyed.
1,201. Do they do that? Now, I'm wondering how they do this because, if I see I get phone calls on a regular landline phone and also on my cell phone, but I get calls that show up as no number. They say no information. Mm-hmm. I don't answer those calls. Now, sometimes those organizations will do that. Some people are just, I guess they're more trusting than I am, for lack of a better term. They'll say, okay, well, I'll answer any call because it doesn't matter who it is. They're calling me, so I want to talk to them. And, honestly, I mean, there are quite a few people that they probably don't reach by that very way of.
I think it's true that
they're doing if they're phone sampling is what I.
Yeah, there are certain demographic groups that are underrepresented or harder for pollsters to get a hold of. That's definitely true. The people who don't want to answer the phone if it's an undeclared number, there's a portion of those folks. The younger people who tend to have cell phones as opposed to landline phones are harder for polls to reach.
People who are working and the poll comes in while they're working. Mm-hmm. I've had this happen. This is like, look, I just don't have time to talk to you. I've got a lot of things going on right now. Thanks very much.
It's not perfect, but, it's scientific, and, polls on the internet are not.
Yeah, and they seem to be reasonably close, especially the closer to the election you get.
I don't know how close they really are. It's just because people are aware of what the issues are, where they're aware of the candidate, the candidate's foibles, if you will, also.
Okay.
So they're able to answer the questions that much more, you know, in a better informed way. But I mean, at the same time, you know, this you were talking earlier about the news report of Clinton supposedly, I mean, supposedly having a heat stroke incident or some kind of thing.
Looks like pneumonia now.
She was definitely messed up. Something was definitely wrong with her.
Right.
What it was, I don't know.
Yeah, she collapsed. She collapsed twice, actually. There were videos out there. In fact, within an hour and a half, because the major news media organizations weren't allowed to be there or allowed to get the cameras on her at the same time, but the private individuals who are out there with their cell phones, their, you know, their, whatever it happened to be, I mean, however it was that they decided to report it, they got those videos out almost immediately, and she collapsed twice. I mean, she literally fell to the ground two times that they saw. So, I mean, it's very visible, and everyone knows, I mean, Tim Kaine is probably who they're banking on. They don't care.
That's the vice presidential candidate.
Yeah, they better start branding that guy, because at this point, Ian, a nationally syndicated radio talk show host, who admittedly doesn't pay enough attention to the news, but he didn't even know what the guy's name was.
Right. Well, I mean, Tim Kaine, and I mean, well, there's also, you know, obviously there's Trump's,
Pence.
Can't remember his last name.
Pence.
I know his name.
Pence,
right. Pence is on the same page as Donald Trump. I'd say that
I haven't seen him say anything. I haven't even seen Pence saying out there.
Actually, I'm trying to remember. It was actually on the Alex Jones show yesterday, but I don't remember what the quote, but the statement that he made was essentially that he's 100%. He's saying that, you know, whatever Hillary is saying, whatever she is saying versus what Trump is saying, she's saying, you know, essentially he's the worst of any possible choice that there could possibly be. And I've heard the same thing from both of you guys at the same time, but for the majority of the voters in the United States, he represents what they want. So that is, I mean, when Gary Johnson doesn't know what Aleppo is, last name's Weld, his running mate in the, in the so-called libertarian, right, whatever, I mean, like I say, I don't know what his name is. Anyway, you know his name, I don't, but anyway, Johnson's running mate says he believes that a machine gun is made by pulling a pin out and the firearm fires shells he's a bonehead.
Yeah, well,
both,
I mean, I'm not impressed by either of those candidates. Thank you, Tim, for your call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, but I'm less impressed by, you know, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. So, if I have to choose, I'm going to choose Gary Johnson.
Again, on the Aleppo issue, I think it's the questions were phrased in a fashion that it was going to be a gotcha. And, you know, Trump had all kinds of gaffes, and Clinton's had gaffes in the past too, certainly. But Trump's had all kinds of them early in the. This is early in the campaign for Johnson. He's just really gotten on the ground and begun moving, and reporters are beginning to pay attention to him.
Our toll free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. There's been an interesting story on Facebook censorship. Now, of course, censorship isn't exactly the right word, because generally censorship has to do with the government suppressing certain information. In this case, it's, we'll call it private censorship, because, you know, they're a private company and they can have whatever rules they want to. There's no doubt about that. But at the same time, they're a private company who's got a fairly large base of users, mm-hmm. that many of them were, I think, rightfully upset when Facebook banned the infamous Vietnam War photo featuring a naked child, the what's called the Napalm Girl photo, where there's, you know, troops in the background, black and white photo, maybe about four or five children sort of running, crying towards the cameraman. Just a, you know, harrowing, horrifying photograph.
So one of these Life magazine kind of photos.
Yeah, and they banned it. And people got pretty angry about that. We'll tell you about that coming up here. You can also take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live here, 855-450-FREE. Join us.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. Like 60% of you, I'm not impressed by the two-party system. It's a dinosaur. It's outmoded and no longer reflects today's America. Two-party politics doesn't work, and it hasn't worked for anybody but itself in decades. If we the people are wise, we will never again elect another president from within the entrenched, corrupt, co-opted two-party system. The office of president should serve the needs of everyone equally, with respect and with fairness. I did it as governor, I'll do it as president. Google me. 60% of you have said you want another choice in 2016, and now you have one in me. We the people have a chance to do something in 2016 that may not come around again in our lifetimes. We have a legitimate chance to elect one of our own to the highest office in the land. Give me your vote one time and see what a difference one election can make.
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm, and with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
Don't forget to check out the migration of liberty-minded people who are coming here to New Hampshire. There are a few different migrations that are happening simultaneously, but they're all full of great libertarians, voluntarists, liberty-loving anarchists. There's, of course, the Free State Project. There's also the Shire Society. Now, the Shire Society is attracting people who appreciate less organization, more of a decentralized approach towards a migration. You can go to ShireSociety.com. There's no board of directors to make any kind of executive decisions for or against someone. If you love the ideas of liberty, you'll love the Shire Society Declaration, which you can sign. You can sign it publicly. You can sign it privately in your own home. It's up to you. And it's basically a personal declaration of independence. And you don't have to move to New Hampshire, but we sure would like you to. Go to ShireSociety.com to learn more about it. If you're a libertarian, if you're a voluntarist, if you love the ideas of liberty, you really owe it to yourself to learn more about what's happening here. And one of the ways you can do that is by checking out the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. It's a great documentary film, which you can see for free over at 101reasonsfilm.com. I found it to be very, very persuasive. 101reasonsfilm.com. It's Ian and Mark in the studio here. Of course, you can bring up anything you want. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. We got Donald. He's on the line via Skype. Donald, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Welcome. Where are you calling from tonight?
I'm calling all the way from the Nanaimo, British Columbia, Canada.
Excellent. Go ahead.
Pardon me?
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Oh, I'm on the air. Okay. Just to let you know, I am a cop watcher, and I've been doing this for a while. And just to let you know, the cops here in Canada have basically have sent slandering memos to other police departments about me. I have a disability, by the way, through, and I just basically, they'll just send inappropriate messages to other police departments saying I'm anti-cop litter, the whole works. And it's just disgusting what they get away with. And plus, too, I mean, national news across Canada back in 2015, you can Google me up, Donald Smith, CTV News, how I was put in a holding cell, stripped down to cover into my own urine, and, yeah, and they got caught what they were doing, and no compensation, no nothing. And I have issues with drinking, and every time I drink, just the cops come along, and they throw me in a cell, and they just don't care to help you. All they do is just beat you.
I see the story here, ctvnews.ca, a man held naked in a urine-filled holding cell has released a video of the incident because he says he wants the public to see how police treat people.
Yep, that was me. I made national headlines, and when that story died before the Paris attacks happened, and I was getting a lot of media attention, but I know what happens in the States. I'm friends with Carlos Miller, Philippe Hemming, and all them from Photography is Not a Crime, and a lot of people said it was inhumane what they did to me. Now, and it happens to me.
So I was going to say, how did you get video from your time in the cell? Was it like an information request?
Yeah, I did a freedom of information request.
And so you shared that video with CTV News. Apparently you were picked up by Halifax police after being after drinking on a party boat.
Yeah.
What happened there?
I just basically got off the party boat. I was super intoxicated. I just headed back to my buddy's house, and next thing you know, I got nabbed.
And were you just walking?
Yes, I was. I was minding my own business.
So had you had incidents with the police up until that point? You said you're a cop watcher. Were you an active cop watcher at that time, so they knew who you were, and that's why they...
Oh, they exactly knew who I was, because I didn't even know about Freedom Information Act at the time, but now I'm starting to do Freedom Information Act, but back in 2013... Well, actually, no. This year, I did a Freedom Information Act. 2015, I did a Freedom Information Act because I got picked up for warrants in Calgary, Alberta, because they throw you in jail for tickets. If you don't pay your tickets, they incarcerate you. They throw you in jail.
Yep, that's what happens.
And they get away with too much of it. That's why it's called the police state. Basically, after I did all that Freedom Information Act, I was learning how to do that. Basically, these police officers from Calgary were sending memos to professional standards about me and says basically, oh, don't listen to his complaints, they're frivolous and all that, and I have the documentation to prove it.
Wow.
They have the real-time operational unit basically slandering me, even a detective, the whole works. I have a disability. I was beaten in foster care, and it's just basically now I expose stuff and the cops hate me.
Yeah, well, what did I do? Anytime you shine light on these cockroaches, they're going to decide to try to put your light out. And
that's what they're doing here in the Nanaimo of British Columbia, Canada. They have called me an FM faggot, a homophobic name, because of my voice. My voice changes because I was beaten in foster care, and I still cop watch. I don't let these cops get away too much. But
do you have any backup up there, or are you all alone doing cop watch?
I'm all alone.
Oh man, that is so sad. I mean, you'd think that
I've got my fair share beaten by cops before, and I still do what I do.
Well, keep us in mind. If you got more stories to tell, I'm sure you do. Thank you, Donald.
Can I say something, sir?
Sure.
About 9/11. 9/11 was an inside job, and I don't feel. And I'll tell you right now, I feel safe in my country. I've never been in the United States, but I feel safe down there. But I don't feel safe with Hillary Clinton and all these other idiots in Congress making up rules and walking in Afghanistan and these other places. So if you don't like what we do, we're going to put you away somewhere. I feel safe with the people. The people who expose stuff, not these government cockroaches and trolls. And I'm watching you on live right now on Facebook.
Right on, man. Thanks for being there. Appreciate your call tonight. Keep us in the loop as things continue to develop up that way. I appreciate it. He's the only guy on the ground in his area doing any kind of cop watching, and he's in mind. You know, he's willing to go out there and put himself in danger
it's a tough position to be in.
It's a very dangerous position to be in, to be the lone cop watcher or cop blocker in any area. I mean, you're going to be targeted. They are going to do everything they can to put a stop to you, and it sounds like what they did in this case was absolutely horrifying. I'm going to tell the story here because, you know, we brought it up, or he brought it up, and I've got it here from CTV News. So after being arrested, as he was saying, after drinking on a party boat, which is not an illegal thing to do, but apparently walking while
drunk, you got to get home somehow, right?
Is illegal. You can't drive home drunk. Also, you can't walk home either. Smith was picked up by Halifax police, held in a cell for a short time, then admits he was moved to another after he was body slamming off the bench. I'm not sure what that means. Smith told officers, or said officers told him he had no choice but to remove his clothes. He alleges he got his clothes back at around 2:30 in the morning when officers kicked them into the urine-covered cell.
Nice.
He said, "I had to sleep in that all night, was yelling for a blanket." Smith called the situation inhumane and said enough is enough. Says he drinks alcohol to cope with severe anxiety and depression, saying the police officers need to be more equipped to deal with mental health issues. He said he complained to the police and later appealed the decision, but was unable to afford transportation to even attend the appeal hearing. Halifax Regional Police Spokes Bureaucrat Teresa Roth said the decisions made on the night in question were for the man's well-being, and that the police have, quote, learned from this incident, unquote. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live, and it's the live Sunday edition.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition of the program. You can take control of these airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And also, I want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. It's your premier source for everything Bitcoin-related. You can get help buying Bitcoins or choosing a Bitcoin wallet, read the latest news, or engage with the community on the Bitcoin Forum. You can find places to spend your Bitcoin, play online games with the cryptocurrency. It's the source for all your Bitcoin needs and news. That's Bitcoin.com. As we continue, we'll take your calls about anything that's on your mind. We can talk more about the Facebook ban and then apparent reversal over a controversial Vietnam War photo. First up, we go to your phone calls and thoughts, though. Lee is in California, or is that Colorado? I can't tell from here. Lee, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
I'm in Cortez, Colorado.
Welcome, sir.
I'm a demoralized American, 15-year anniversary of the saddest day of our lives. I'll get it all out as quickly as possible. I'm voting for Johnson because Trump is a loose cannon. Mrs. Clinton is a complete liar. I'm a Democrat, but there's no way I can vote for her.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Tim Kaine, with her help, I would love Tim Kaine to become our president. Now, the following things, along with Richard
Nixon. Hold on, I got to interrupt you there. There you go, Mark. You've got a Democrat who's actually almost wishing that Hillary Clinton is going to pass away.
I hear you.
At some point.
I mean, Hillary Clinton, look at what our political system has come to. We have a Trump and a Mrs. Clinton running.
Yeah.
We have degeneralized to the lowest point in my history. I'm 65 years old. These are the worst two candidates we've ever had. Now, I got to get the last thing out. Richard Nixon, Ronald Reagan's souls are in hell. And the old guy, George Bush, Cheney, and Rumsfeld, their souls are going to hell. We should have tracked down bin Laden in Afghanistan. There was no reason to invade Iraq and look at the world that we live in today. The Islams are going to hate us forever. And I believe there should be...
Well, first of all, it's not a true statement that everyone in Islam hates people in the United States. There's plenty of people in Islam who are here. You're talking about like the radicals, the ones who
are willing... We're living under fear. Okay, I believe they should be brought to a national court and prosecuted. Thousands
the
of American soldiers. No, Bush, Cheney, and Rumsfeld.
Right. That's what I mean.
Thousands of American soldiers and innocent people have been killed because of these guys.
Let's
and
throw Obama in there, too, because he was part of it.
Well, I'm disappointed in Obama, but I am a Democrat, so I can't hate him as much as the others. I got everything off my chest.
Well, at least you've admitted it.
And I want you to know that you have a very good program.
Thanks, Lee. All right, I presume you're listening on KVFC out there, great AM-FM combo that airs our Sunday show. So welcome aboard. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves, 855-450-FREE. Now, if you're in Cortez, you're actually listening, and if you're listening on KVFC, you're listening a little bit later. They do delay broadcast us by a couple hours. So he's hearing our first hour of the show in this hour, which is totally fine. You can call in anytime you want. It's one of the nice things about Free Talk Live. You don't have to really worry about, well, am I calling in on the right topic? No, you can bring up anything that you want here.
You're never calling in on the wrong topic on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever topic you want to discuss.
I suppose if you keep the same thing over and over again every night, then you might be on the run time.
Yeah, well, then you become a chronic caller, and you get last priority. Let's go to David listening in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hello, guys. How are you doing?
Holy moly, way too loud.
Okay. Here we go.
Could not quite understand you there. Say that again. I don't think it was your fault, David.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. Go ahead.
Hello, how y'all doing?
You can. I can understand you now, so much better. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm a regular listener to All Talk Radio and was listening to Bill Handel yesterday, and I wanted to get your guys' point of view about should on-air personalities have limited freedom of speech. He told a caller yesterday that the solution to her legal problem with debt was to take out a large life insurance policy and commit suicide.
Oh, God.
I find that not only reprehensible, but being as September is Suicide Prevention Month, it's culturally insensitive completely. And it's illegal, being as there was a case in Massachusetts where a woman told her boyfriend, go ahead and commit suicide after he said something, and she's charged as an accessory to a felony.
Well, okay.
On-air personalities have limited.
First of all, who's Daryl Handel? You said the name.
It's
Daryl Handel.
It's not Daryl.
Handel on the law.
Is his first name?
Oh, no. His first name is something else.
Dave?
Bill. It's Bill Handel.
Bill Handel.
Bill Handel. Okay. I'm like, who the hell?
Yeah.
I was Googling Daryl Handel. Who's this guy?
No.
So he said something outrageous and suggested suicide. It seems a little irresponsible, right?
Yeah, I don't know if that's what that person's going to do. I sincerely hope not. I don't think that woman in Massachusetts that's being charged with accessory, for one, I don't think that fits the definition of accessory. I don't think that he should have said it. Nor do I think that he should be, prosecuted or anything like that. I think that if he receives some kind of sanction, that sanction should come from his bosses who say, hey, look, you're taking this grumpy guy in the radio thing a little too far, Bill. You need to take a break and come back fresh and ready to do a great talk show where you inspire your listeners. That would be my take on it. Now, I'm taking everything you say as truth here. I don't know. I'm not familiar with the situation or anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Bill Handel is a jerk. I mean, every time I've ever heard him, it's just been...
I don't think he'd argue with that.
I'm not turned off by a lot of talk show hosts just in general, but I find him to be a really annoying
I think
host
he's got
to listen to.
His show, Handel on the Law, can be useful as far as imparting information to people.
I don't think so. He's always going to recommend that you do the legal the legal route, which is to hire an attorney, He's always going to recommend that you get permits. He is not, you know, don't follow that guy's advice. He's part of this, you know, he's part of the status quo. He's part of the system. And on top of that, he treats people like a real a-hole. He's like the Dr. Laura of legal shows. I mean, he's terrible. Hey, thanks, David, for your call tonight. But no, to answer your question, I thank you. I don't think that there should be restrictions, because that was the original question that he had asked.
One of the restrictions out there is that we are already restricted. There's words that we can't use on the radio.
Yeah, but what he was talking about was from certain concepts that should not be expressed. And that's what they actually have in Canada. They do have restrictions on what can and can't be said as far as, like, no so-called hate speech or whatever on the radio in Canada. Not that I support hate speech, but I do support your right to be able to say those things. The only control we need in place is the marketplace, and that is to where if somebody says something or does something that's upsetting on the radio, they're, you know, even if it's not against the FCC rules, they could still lose their job, because the station has advertisers and the station has listeners. And if enough advertisers and listeners say, yeah, I'm not going to listen anymore, and or I'm going to pull my advertisements if you continue to have this offensive show host on, they're going to pull that show host off the air. So the
especially if that show host is on the weekends or evenings, you know, I mean, those are generally not considered profit centers for a talk radio station.
Well, that's if you're right, they're not generally considered profit centers, but that's because that station is doing a crappy job and not turning it into a profit center, because you absolutely can do that in talk radio. It's just that most AM stations, talk stations, are kind of half-assed managed in the corporate radio world. They're the last station. There's, you know, no priority. In a cluster of stations, the programmers and such are spending more time and effort on the music stations than they are on the talk station. And so they just sort of fill the weekends with a bunch of crap, a bunch of best-ofs and things that they don't really have to think about. But if they were to actually take time and, you know, sell these sort of lawyerly shows. Like, for instance, Bill Handel is a nationally syndicated radio program.
Sure.
Whereas if you were to actually sell some of the airtime to a local attorney, you'd actually make money off of that if you were the radio station, and you probably would have a more local oriented show.
Or at the very least, sell ads to that local attorney during Handel's show, because those people are thinking about lawyers.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You may take control of the airwaves in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live. They're coming up.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-929-5733. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-929-5733. 1-800-929-5733.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. Along with that, I'm good for about 4 liters of soda a night. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago weighing 341 pounds, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. There's no excessive thirst. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So, guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400. The safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com. andro400.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial in toll free here. Join us in the remaining moments right now. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And our Skype username is lrn.fm. Here in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Also, if you support Free Talk Live, please get behind the show as an amplifier. It's one of the most important things you can do to help us out and to help spread the ideas of liberty as far and as wide as possible, and the ideas of peace. The AMP program is $5 a month, and you can join it over at amp.freetalklive.com. You get some great perks, and it really makes a difference for us. It's AMP, A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com, and you can AMP with Bitcoin now. Let's go to David. He's in New Mexico, listening in Albuquerque. Hello, David.
Hey, yeah, thanks. Some thoughts on some of the things you discussed earlier. But first of all, thanks for reminding me. I tried calling you on Skype, and I've never called anybody but you on, or tried to anybody but you on Skype, and I didn't, wasn't successful. And I dialed in, I entered as the phone number. I hit the numbers that correspond to LRN.
Yeah, no, that's not how Skype works. So just quick briefing, you have to go to add contact and then search for us. So that's how you do it. Then when you search for LRN.FM, we'll come up. You send a contact request to us, and then we'll approve it. So only approved contacts will be able to call us on Skype. So there's a couple of hoops you got to jump through, but once you get approved, then it's then we'll appear on your phone list, and then you can just double-click on us or easily connect that way.
Very,
so try again.
Very good. We'll do it. The 9/11, I'm an airline transport pilot, retired now, but when the first plane hit the first building, moment one, it was immediately apparent it was a deliberate attack. And to tie that into what you said earlier, what you were discussing earlier, yeah, don't depend on your authorities, your law enforcement or and firemen or whatever. They might be good at what they specifically do every day, but they're not good at everything. Had they been good at everything, by definition, they would have gotten radio contact from somebody who does know, like the millions of airline transport pilots that are out there. They could have told law enforcement immediately that that was a deliberate attack, and to get everybody out of the other building immediately rather than leaving them there for to be targets for a second attack, if you follow me.
I don't know if anyone could have predicted that the other building would have gotten attacked. I mean, that's...
I could have, and any other professional pilot that I've ever worked of, that's the first thing that would have come to their mind, so I guarantee you that...
What would the odds have been, though? I mean, the odds that both buildings would have been targeted, that two planes would have been hijacked at the same time, would have been pretty astronomical. I mean, it would be unlikely for people to make that prediction.
Not really. In a deliberate attack, the idea would be that there you would have more than one weapon. When you attack an enemy, generally you try to do it with more than one weapon. In fact, simultaneous attack.
Sure, I get what you're saying there, but the history of airline hijackings is that, you know, you rarely hear about airlines being hijacked simultaneously. Usually it's one plane that gets hijacked and taken somewhere or crashed somewhere, not more than one.
True,
in this case,
this was
a few.
But this was a non-standard situation anyway. It wasn't not just a normal hijacking.
It's easy to look back on things. You know, hindsight's always 20/20. I mean, I can't imagine many people.
Yeah, but it wasn't hindsight, because for me, like I said, the literally in the first second that airliner, broad daylight, nothing obscuring the tower, deliberate attack. That all happened in 1 second for me. Mm-hmm. And if there was anybody else like me in law enforcement anywhere in the world that could have phoned in and said, hey, this is a deliberate attack, you better watch out for other ones coming. In fact, they did do that, because I don't know at what stage, but for sure after the second one, then everybody went on lockdown. And frankly, knowing the people in the Pentagon, I would assume that after the first one hit, they went into a defensive mode looking for the second and third and fourth weapons that were headed their way.
David, thanks for your call and thoughts tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I mean, what do you think, Mark? Could that have been reasonably predicted? I think that there would be a second plane that would fly into the other tower.
He's claiming as a pilot that he immediately thought of that, and I can't say what he thought of it.
No, he's saying he thought that it was a deliberate attack, not necessarily. Like, he's saying now that he thought there could have been a second one, but he was saying that what he knew when it hit was that that wasn't an accident. That's what he was saying.
Oh, I got the impression that it wasn't an accident either.
Right.
Planes just don't accidentally fly into buildings, generally.
Generally, correct.
So I didn't think it was an accident either. But I didn't expect that second one to hit. When that second one
hit... That was a shocker.
Yeah. Then I stopped my car, I turned around, and I went home.
And you were in Florida.
Yeah. Well, we didn't know what was... Ian, I mean, within a few minutes, one airplane hits, then within a few minutes, another airplane hits.
Yeah.
They hit the Pentagon. Where are these things coming from, and is something more going to happen today?
Hmm.
Where do you want to be?
Odds are against it, though. I mean, you weren't anywhere near...
Odds are against everything,
sure.
Ian.
Yeah.
Everything the odds are against.
That's right.
So where did I want to be? I wanted to be at my house with a shotgun pointed at the front door. That's where I wanted to be. I wanted to have everybody I felt that I was...
That wouldn't be illegal if you
was responsible. You asked me what I wanted.
Right. That's not what you actually did. Gotcha.
What I was everybody I was responsible for, there so that I could do whatever I could do to protect them.
Right. Shoot down the plane with your shotgun.
Well, I look, Ian, you had no idea what was going to occur. Was this the first wave of some kind of attack that was going to come further? We didn't know.
I just went about my day. You know,
well.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, good for you.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Let's talk to James. He's on Skype in Arizona. Hello, James. Hello.
I don't believe Mark thought it was not an accident any more than Dave did. Everybody, I remember my mom used to say a plane flew into an Empire State Building when she was a kid by accident. What should have happened, knowing that there were other planes off course severely on the morning, is that fighter jets that intercepted the other plane that flew into the other World Trade Center, but it just didn't happen in time. But he's typical of many of your callers, like 911 was an inside job. But that's not anywhere near as sick as hearing three of your fellow co-hosts, Mark, last night say happy 9/11 when they sent off OTL last night.
He's talking about
Off the
Air Live, which is a late night show on LRN.fm. We know you know what these, it, but many what of our it, listeners it, do not know what you're talking
what
about.
What it represents is the childish delinquents that you hang out with, Mark. But that's nothing anywhere near somebody.
You don't know where I hang out, James. You don't have
you
any
hang out with a loser. You're looking at him right now.
See, Mark, the fact that you tolerate, that you even spend your
Mark,
time
I don't hang out. I don't hang out with I don't hang out with a guy that's boning teenagers in his 30s. I don't hang out with potheads that just smoke and drink, and that's all they ever talk about in the public airwaves. I confront people.
Who
like
do you
that,
hang out
Mark.
With?
And, Mark, by the way, nothing compares to them, what you said, that the fact of the matter is the people in the Pentagon deserved it. 66 people were on Flight 77, and 114 people were murdered in the Pentagon. So I should like to ask you, Mark, if a grieving person heard you say that lived in Keene, that had a relative murdered on September 11th, if they were to murder you, why should anybody care? And why should anything happen to them, Mark?
Why should somebody
something for you to think about, scumbag?
Yeah, well, Mark, actually,
the fact of the matter is the people in the Pentagon deserved it. You believe that. You're a scumbag.
I'm not even sure what you're talking about exactly.
He's claiming you made that statement a few years ago.
Who knows what I've said? What I would say is that if you were comparing the people in the World Trade Centers versus the folks in the Pentagon, the people in the Pentagon belong to the military, right? An organization
That's
who
correct.
Has been integral
murdering people around the world.
Well, integral in the suppression of people in the Middle East, specifically Saudi Arabia. Most of the attackers were Saudi Arabian. You can't participate in subjugation of people. Because the United States government, you know, uses the military to do their will. They claim they're pledging to protect our freedoms, but that really doesn't happen very much. So they, they are allied. The U.S. government is allied with the Sauds, the House of Saud, the rulers of Saudi Arabia, and many of their people dislike that. Can be very religious, and they don't have much control of their government. They have kings, after all. And the idea of an a country that fought a revolution against kings supporting this, I find reprehensible.
But what you're saying is that in the Pentagon, you've got people who are actually, you know, part of a killing
they
machine.
They were participating in
as
this.
As opposed to the people in the wall, the planes.
They were innocents.
Or in the towers. Let's go to Hung Like Jesus. He's on the line on Skype. Go ahead.
Hey, Mark, man.
You got 20 seconds.
I don't have anything. I'm just curious. Why y'all put up with this abuse from James and this other one? I can't understand that. It's every night with this
Well, it's
person.
Open phones.
I don't put up with any of this.
Free Talk Live is an open phones radio show, so anyone is free
that.
To call in
he
and talk about anything.
The other night.
The fact is, Hung, when James is on the line, that means we have absolutely no other callers because we will take James last if there are other callers. So we'd love to have other people participate in the show, but James is somebody who wants to participate, and so because it's an open phone show, he gets in on a night. Like Saturday night? I'm sorry, we're out of time for tonight.
All right.
Call us tomorrow if you want to talk further, and usually earlier is better. Thanks for the call.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.